A Slave Remembers. Fictional diary entry. The editors of Real History are pleased to publish this excerpt from A Slave Diary. The author, whose name is unknown, was one of at least 10 million Africans sold into slavery. Because enslaved people were denied an education, we are not certain whether the author wrote this in his own hand or if someone else wrote it for him. June 18th, 1851. My son Jonah asked about my journey from Africa. At first, I was reluctant to bring back those old, painful memories. Some might say there is value in remembering, but the verdict is not clear in my mind. Perhaps someday my son, or his son, will hear an apology for what was done to our people. I told Jonah about life on the ship. From the first day, I was kept in bondage below deck, chained to another man. To track the number of days, all 56 of them, I scratched a line with my thumbnail into the wooden floor. I was determined to leave behind some trace of my suffering. We were crammed into every possible space on the ship. There was little air to breathe and never enough water to drink. Between the heat and the horrible smells, every hour was unbearable. Every day and every night, I heard horrible sounds. Some people's moans were an indication that they were sick and would soon die. Other people's moans accompanied tears, a reminder we were all taken from our homes and families. We did not even know where the ship would take us. I felt extreme loneliness and isolation, even though there were people all around me. Such a cruel contradiction. I do not know by what agency I was able to survive. I had periodical hope that if I did live, one day I could forget that terrible journey. But most of the time, I knew that forgetting would be impossible, even after we reached land. I believe that someday our country will condemn slavery and that we will all be free. I don't think that's a radical idea. I hope my children live to experience freedom.